I'm Jennifer Hembrick, midday host of WOSU Public Media's Classical 101 in Columbus. I had a chance to have a phone conversation with pianist Simona Dinnerstein, who recorded herself from her home in Brooklyn, New York, about her most recent recording, A Character of Quiet. You made your most recent recording, A Character of Quiet, in your Brooklyn home in June 2020, while New York City was still in lockdown brought about by the coronavirus pandemic. On that recording, you performed three of Philip Glass's Etudes for piano and Schubert's Final Piano Sonata. Had you actually been planning to make a recording of these works before the pandemic hit the U.S.?
I was not planning on doing that, actually. I was going to do a different recording of different repertoire in a concert hall, and it had to be postponed. So this was definitely a very spur-of-the-moment decision.
In some of the information I received about this recording, you're quoted as having written that during lockdown, you felt very lucky to be able to stay in one place with your family, but that lockdown did not make you feel creative or productive. You wrote, in fact, "It made me anxious and enervated. Indeed, for 2 months, I think I barely touched the piano. Music did not seem like an adequate response to everything that was happening in the world." That I find really fascinating coming from a musician. Do you know why you thought that music seemed inadequate?
Well, me making music felt inadequate. Definitely I turned to music to listen to, but I felt that I couldn't process what was happening. And I guess that it made me feel, you know, music is my language, and music is my way of, you know, not only is it my livelihood, but it's how I speak to myself. And I just had no words for what was happening at that time, and it felt just meaningless to be playing.
You mentioned that during the lockdown period, you listened to a fair amount of music. Were there particular pieces that you gravitated toward listening to during the lockdown?
Well, right before the lockdown, like literally like the day before, I performed a program in Columbia University at the Miller Theater in New York that wound up having to be a live streamed program just for an empty hall. But it was a very, very profound experience. I created an ensemble, a string ensemble called Baroquelin, and I lead them from the keyboard. And in this concert, amongst other things, we played the Bach cantata Ich habe genug. Just coincidentally, that was what was programmed. And it was music that just resonated at that time to me. Right after the lockdown, I kept going back and listening to our performance of it, actually. And I think it was many things. It was the music. That the music is about, you know, kind of surrendering yourself. But also it was a time when I felt really connected to all of the musicians that were playing. I think we all felt that way. And I felt like I'm not sure when I'm going to play with them again. So I listened to that music a lot. And what other music did I listen to? I think I listened to Nina Simone. Yeah, my son came home from college, and he has really interesting musical taste that is diverse. So when he's in the home, he's the one in charge of the music.
Getting back to the 2-month hiatus you took from playing the piano, what was it that eventually pulled you out of that funk and compelled you to start playing the piano again?
It was really my producer, my record producer, Adam Abeshaus. I spoke to him on the phone and I told him how I was feeling, and he was really encouraging to me. And he said, you know, I think you needed to have a break, and you've always wanted to record on your piano, and I can come out to Brooklyn and record you in your room on your piano. And at first I couldn't believe that he was suggesting that. I mean, I have the most amazing instrument at home, but I have a very small room that it's in. And he said, no, I'll be able to deal with the room. And I said, well, what about cars? And he said, we'll do it in the middle of the night. And then I said, but most importantly, I've not been practicing, and I don't feel inspired at all. Like, I don't know how I could record. And he was like, don't worry, when I get there, you're going to feel it. And something's going to happen, and you're going to play, and it's going to be everything you've been feeling is going to come out. And he was completely right.
Tell us about your instrument at home. What kind of piano is it, and what makes it so amazing?
I met my piano, I call it my Steinosaurus. I met it in Berlin when I went there in, I think it was 2009, to record the album I made called Bach, A Strange Beauty, which was an album I did with the Berlin Staatskapelle. And I had chosen it. I selected it from the Steinway concert department there in Berlin and used it in the sessions and just completely fell in love with it. It has an incredible tone. It seems to combine the qualities of an old Steinway. So the old Steinways had this kind of sustained tone, which I really, really love, with the improvements that have been made on the instrument since 100 years ago. So at the end of the session, I asked them if it was going to be retired soon, because they retire instruments, and they said actually it was. And so I wound up essentially getting a second mortgage on my house and buying this piano and having it shipped from Berlin to Brooklyn. And you know, fitting it into my room was crazy. It took 7 men to lift it up the stairs. And once they got it in here, they were like, we're never taking it out again. And I thought, well, that's a shame, because I'd really love to record on it again. And it's just been stuck in my room. I mean, I practice on it, and that's just the most joyful thing. But I never thought that I would actually have the opportunity to record on it again.
What was it about each of the works on your recording, A Character of Quiet, that prompted you to join them all together on this disc?
I had been performing a program of Glass and Schubert for several years, though it had been about a year since I've performed it, I think, maybe even more. And what initially led me to program those two in the recital program was that I felt that there was a very strong link between these two composers, that they share a kind of a language that is based on slow-moving changes, patterns, rhythmic patterns, harmonic patterns, small motives that that evolve over the course of time with subtle changes that subtly change the feeling of the music. When I thought to record, you know, when Adam said, yes, you should, you know, this is what you should be doing is recording, I immediately thought of this music, and I thought, this is the right thing to record right now. The music is extremely contemplative, introspective. It has a feeling of isolation in it, and it was just music that felt completely right.
Again, in some of the materials I received about this recording, you're quoted as having written that the Schubert and the glass works on your recording create a feeling of a solitary journey, a sense of time being trapped through repeated vision and revision as the music tries to work itself to a conclusion. This all spoke to the way I was feeling. Could you talk about that sense of a solitary journey and of being trapped in time that you experienced in each of the works on the recording?
Yeah, I mean, I think that both of their music in this album, so it's the three glass etudes and the last Schubert sonata in B-flat, the direction of the music tends to be circular. So you don't really feel like where you're journeying to in the music is to a completely different place. It's always turning back on itself, I guess because of the repetitions. And so in that sense, the music has a feeling of not being in linear time. And that's what I felt like while I was living under the lockdown here, was that each day felt like a pattern that was so similar to the day before. And it was making me become very, very self-reflective and thinking about my childhood and then thinking about the future. And it was a particular kind of feeling of not feeling like I was living in linear time. And I guess that's what connected me to this music.
Has this recording project changed your view about working from home and about the value of music during this crisis, during this pandemic?
Yes, definitely. Well, for one, it made me feel that the 2 months that I spent not playing hadn't been for nothing. Like, it made me realize that something had been happening to me while I felt I was doing absolutely nothing. That could only have happened at home. You know, I couldn't have that kind of break or rest. It was being here that caused it. I think that it's made me realize how much we need to be physically in a room with other people, and how music is. Live music is about that too. You know, we can each have our own separate experience listening to something at home on our headphones, but just somehow even having two or three people in the room makes a very big difference. And I can't even have that right now. So that, you know, I have my husband and son, they can hear me play, but nobody else can hear me play live. And, it's hard not to have that communication right now.
I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of WOSU Public Media's Classical 101 in Columbus. I've been speaking with pianist Simona Dinnerstein, whose most recent recording is A Character of Quiet and features piano works by Schubert and Philip Glass. Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking with me.